This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We're now engaged in a study entitled, Does God Mean What He Says? And I want to affirm that the Bible makes clear that He does. This series of lessons based upon 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 4 and going through verse 10, in which the Bible makes clear that God did not spare those who sinned, and the argument closes by emphasizing that He will not spare any of us who live now, if we live lives that are ungodly. We find further that God does not lie, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18. It is impossible for God to lie. God is not a man that He should repent or lie, as we find in 1 Samuel 15 verse 29. Now we were talking just at the close of last time, having discussed already the case of Adam and Eve and how God had warned them concerning the eating of the tree of life, which was in the midst of the garden, or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then we were considering the people of Noah's day, how even though no one listened to Noah, who was a preacher of righteousness, except the members of his own family, God was faithful to the warning that He had given. He meant just what He said and destroyed every person on earth with the exception of those 8 people. Now, friends, this ought to be a great lesson to every one of us to realize that when we find a warning in the Bible, that God means just what He says. I know that we all have a tendency as we read it, stop and think, well, somehow or other, I'm going to get out of that. God's going to spare me. But Peter makes clear that if God didn't spare the angels when they sinned, and He didn't spare the people in the days of Noah, and He didn't spare the people of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, He is certainly not going to spare anyone today who lives out of harmony with His will. Now, let's think about the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, they were involved in gross sexual immorality. Our nation today is being subjected to this same kind of thing. It used to be that a woman would do almost anything to avoid publicity concerning her having fallen in immorality. But now it's the common thing for women to get on national television and tell about their various cases of fornication, of living openly in sin with someone who is not her husband. This nation also is subjected to a great many other things of sexual perversion, of homosexuality. It used to be that people tried to hide this, but now it's in the open with people demanding rights. Now, certainly, of course, we would not be concerned to condemn anyone's having their civil rights like anyone else. But it must be also be made clear that it is a sin nevertheless. In Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul speaks of those in the midst of a list of sins, of degradation, of men who had forgotten God, of men who burned in their lust not toward women but toward other men, and women who burned in their lust not toward men but toward other women. And the Bible makes clear that this is gross immorality. Now, did God mean what He said in regard to this matter? The Bible teaches that God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, the Bible is either true or it isn't. If it isn't true, then you need pay no attention to it. If it is true, if it's the Word of God and God does not lie and He means what He says, then there is a lesson here for every one of us. I plead for everyone to listen to what the Bible has to say about this matter of sexual perversion. Now we note in the case of Israel. Israel was the people of God called out of Egypt, out of the bondage of slavery there, delivered by God's power through the Red Sea, going toward the promised land, given instructions by God to go there and to fight the people of the land and to take it. But they rejected God and began to plead to go back to Egypt, into the slavery and bondage of which they'd once been a part. And the Bible tells us in Jude verse 5 that God saved the people and afterward destroyed them that believed not. God, through Moses and Aaron, warned the people of what would happen if they lived in rebellion, but they would not listen. But the question is, did God mean what He says? And the Bible certainly makes clear that He does. Please be with us next time as we continue our study of this very vital topic.